Chapter 3, Section 3, Using Climatic Patterns. Now let us take the same step that I did back in 2005 and apply some of these basic patterns to my first map, which I've highlighted in red. See Figure 28. See Figure 28, first map with patterns. For more details. So back in 2005, I was able to anticipate that. Point 1. Our online photo service was moving more into the product stage of wealth generation. What this meant was it was going to become much easier for others to create a competing service around online photos, and there were likely to be some big players in the space. This was already happening, and our diversified focus might have enabled us to survive, but we were rapidly falling behind competitors. We were doing well because everyone was doing well, but on a relative basis we were small fry, and unless we refocused here it wasn't going to get better. We need to either invest or find some new angle and some new differentiator. However, I had to be mindful of the fact that we lacked the financial muscle of others, and any investment in something novel would be a gamble. Point 2. Compute was likely to become more of a utility. I didn't know quite when, but I had signals that this transformation was going to happen soon, especially given a company like ours could create our own internal private utility, or what is now called a private cloud. Compute was a massive industry with huge profitability and revenues. Someone was likely to attack it. That someone would not be encumbered by an existing product or rental model. I honestly expected it was going to be Google, but it was Amazon that moved quickly. Point 3. There would be resistance to the change, i.e. inertia, of compute becoming a utility. That inertia would exist in both suppliers of hardware and rental services along with their customers. Regardless, that component was going to evolve and companies would be under pressure to adopt. The first movers would likely consist of unencumbered companies, for example startups. Point 4. What was going to happen to compute was going to happen to coding platforms. This was another area that there was considerable revenue and profitability to attack. All those yak shaving tasks, a term used to describe an unpleasant and unnecessarily repeated activity, such as configuration, setup and installation, would disappear. We were going to enter a future world where I could just code and deploy. Point 5. These utility coding platforms would eventually run on utility compute environments. We could anticipate a line of the future where the relationships between components remained the same, but the manner in which they were provided differed. Point 6. The transition from product to utility for both compute and platform was going to enable all sorts of novel higher order systems to be created rapidly. I have no idea what these would be, but within them there would exist many new sources of worth along with many more failed efforts. Everything novel is a gamble. I sat in the boardroom looking at the huge map that I had created with James's help. It was far more complex than the simplified version above and used slightly different terms for evolution. What was noticeable was, for the first time in my business life, then I was able to have a conversation about what we thought was going to change without resorting to popular memes and hand waving. Had you been in that room, you might have disagreed with how we had positioned the pieces or the patterns we saw, but at least we could have had a good discussion about this. Our assumptions were visibly on the map, not locked away in our minds. We had a common language through which we could use to discuss the future and collaborate over. It felt exciting but also nerve-wracking. We were talking about fundamental changes to the computing industry staring us in the face with what seemed like blinding obviousness. I had a visual means of demonstrating what Nicholas Carr had described in his exceptional 2003 paper on Does IT Matter? As it happens, I was a huge fan of that paper and his subsequent prophetic book, and had got into many an argument over it in those years. Most of my peers, when I mentioned what I thought were amazing ideas, had roundly ridiculed them. Compute, it seemed, was considered a relationship business. It was all about trust, and I didn't know what I was talking about. I disagreed. One part of this confusion was people had taken the Carr's book to mean all IT at the same time would industrialize. It was obvious from the map that parts would, at different times, and this would enable new things to be built. Of course, what I now know is that I was only at the beginning of my journey. The rabbit hole gets much deeper. However, Climatic patterns were a start, and though I could apparently anticipate certain changes, I had no idea if any of this was actually right. I could easily be deluding myself, and it certainly felt that I was going against popular opinion. But at the very least, I could discuss it and have those conversations. Undaunted, I decided to carry on. My attention now turned to that next factor, which is doctrine.